Example 4. 8 of hearts, jack of diamonds, 10 of spades. The colour reading for these cards are red, red, black, which means it's been plain sailing so far, but look out for clouds on the horizon. Taking a quick glance at the colours of the cards, we get the overall impression that things are going pretty well into the near future, but will take a turn for the worse a little bit later. We start with the 8 of hearts. So we begin with the 8, which is all about having the strength of character to go out and do things coupled with hearts, meaning this is a card all about self-belief in your looks and romantic affairs. With the focus on the 8 of hearts and the influence of the jack of diamonds, we have the idea of a young, wealthy or powerful person coming to bear on this strength. Perhaps this jack of diamonds person is enabling and strengthening the 8 of hearts, maybe with a romantic twist. With the Jack of Diamonds as the focus and the Ten of Spades as the influence, we have this most difficult card muddying the water. Now, it could be that the fortunes of this youthful and enterprising young person are short-lived, however good his or her intentions, or it could be that this person is in fact crooked to the bone. It is rather hard to tell, so the best thing to say here is to show some caution. The Ten of Spades could also mean that this youthful influence could simply be unstable, no matter how much goodwill he or she brings. There's no clubs in this reading, so there's nothing work-related here. Other things to bear in mind. The 8 and the 10 are both at the end of the cycle of 10. It could indicate that this particular phase is coming to an end. This reading brought up the idea of a card actually affecting someone else. In this case, whoever is represented by the Jack of Diamonds. As you can see, we have to judge and discuss whether a spot card after a court card is telling us more about the person's character, or is telling us about things that could happen to them at some point. Let's not forget that whatever happens here, the person shown is represented by a good card. It would be a different matter if we were talking about the Jack of Spades, for instance. Whatever the Ten of Spades represents, it would seem that it's out of the Jack's hands. Let's not forget about that internal and external struggle of spades that I've talked about in previous sections. Perhaps this Jack of Diamonds has his own deep personal problems which are difficult for even him to fathom out. It doesn't make him any less powerful, but who knows?